After months of arduous training, 200 officer cadets are going through their final preparations for their passing out parade against the grand backdrop of Sandhurst. The setting might suggest privilege, but the British Army wants to shed any impression that this is just an extension of what it looks like, an elite public school. Today's Army says it's for all. Hard when most of those graduating are still predominantly white, male and university graduates. Though there is the rare exception.
Brought up in Tottenham. I didn't know my dad. A single mum, three brothers and a sister. And so it was very hard for her when she was going through uni.
We first met Kidani Kausland, or Danny to his friends, on their final exercise in Germany.
We were in a kind of pocket of mixed race and black kind of community. So you can imagine with the riots and the kind of after football hooliganism, as well as you had the Jewish groups and the Turkish groups, and there was a lot of conflict racially. There always is in those kind of areas where there's a low level of kind of opportunity and personally a really poor level of schooling when I was there. And I moved around a lot of schools. I was illiterate until roughly the age of 11 is when I can actually remember being able to read a book and write my name properly.
One of the few black cadets and one of the few to make his way through the ranks. He joined the army at 19, 7 years ago as a private, against the advice of family and friends.
They saw it as massively a kind of a backwards organisation that was predominantly for, you know, white people, and black people wouldn't have been accepted because you go in there on your own. There's not many black people there or mixed race people, and you will be targeted.
But today, Danny's cleaning his uniform for his passing out parade when he'll receive Sandhurst's Sword of Honour for the best officer cadet. And he's only the second black candidate to be given the award.
I've experienced racism in the army. I've had it from individuals, but as an institution, it's not about that. And as an institution, it isn't racist.
Well, looking out in this parade ground, you can still see that the British Army is overwhelmingly white. Only 4% of regular soldiers in the army come from Britain's ethnic minorities, and that's even smaller in the officer class. Just 2.5% officers in the army are black or Asian.
Wide on left! Kick! Arch!
The head of the army's made it his priority to recruit more black and Asian soldiers, and this will reinforce his message that the army's open to all. But the Commandant of Sandhurst, Major General Paul Nanson, insists this award is not about PR.
And I would absolutely stand by the fact that he deserved it because he was the best of a really good bunch.
So it's not tokenism that he's got it?
No, absolutely not. He was the best cadet.
As for Danny, he hopes he can provide others with inspiration.
When you're grown up and you're told that, you know, you'll amount to nothing by everyone who'll listen, and then, you know, your mum's always telling you in the background you're worth more than where you are now. You'll always push, you'll always have that drive and motivation. Some hard situations can break people, but others can really mould them into something special. So, you know, same goes to all my siblings. They've done extraordinarily well, for where we started, humble beginnings.
Ice!